Okay, there we go. So I'm assuming because you're on the call, you have change you are ready to make in your relationships or your body or your career or your wealth or your health or your life or maybe a couple of those things, and that some of you may even be experiencing some frustration or anxiousness because it's not happening fast enough. Have I got that right? Is anybody in that position?
Yep.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So I've shared in my articles and my posts that patience is just, it's just not one of my strengths. And, you know, when I decide I'm ready for something, I like want it now. Like I want it to happen now. And I think, you know, are any of you kind of in that same position where it's just like patience is just not the virtue that, you know, is one of your strengths?
No,
that is so me.
Yeah. I can relate to that. Yeah. Yeah. And really, and you probably experienced this too. You know, it's just caused me tons of anguish, right? Because you get so tired when you are really fighting against, you know, reality, fighting against what's really happening. So, you know, not being patient, I got so tired banging my head against the proverbial wall and essentially, you know, wailing at the universe, like, why won't you cooperate with me? Why won't you just give me what I want? You know, like, you know, I was the equivalent of a two-year-old having a temper tantrum with the universe, like, you know, I want it now. And when I finally became so tired of having this seemingly, you know, one-sided and evidently futile conversation, I had to actually stop and figure out why I was not getting what I wanted. And what I discovered was that I was doing a number of things that were actually blocking the change and blocking the miracles that I wanted in my life. And that once I understood what that was, the universe was able to do what it does naturally, and the changes and the miracles I desired started to flow and started to manifest, or they fell away for something that was even better for me. And I'm going to share those things with you in tonight's call. So I encourage you to take notes. I encourage you to ask questions. And, you know, I want to be able to just really give you the opportunity to ask if there's something that, you know, doesn't make sense to you, or, you know, you want clarified, or if you have, you know, something that you'd like to share, an experience that you're kind of dealing with right now and it kind of relates and you'd like to ask a question about it. And really, there are no dumb questions ever. So trust me, if you are thinking it, so is someone else. So, you know, be the one to ask it. And the three points that we're covering on tonight's call are the two key essential components to manifesting miracles and making change, how to identify and break through the blocks preventing positive change and manifestation, and the third one is a game-changing shift in perspective that will fast-track desired change and outcomes. So let's jump into the first point. The two key essential components to manifesting miracles and making change. So to start, what I'd like to do is I'd like to clarify what manifesting is. So very simply, because it's one of those things that is kind of out there and we really don't, you know, it seems like this big thing, and it really isn't. It's very simply using your mind and your energy to co-create with the laws of the universe. That's as simple as it is. So using your mind and your energy to co-create with the laws of the universe. And we're always doing that. We're always manifesting, you know, whether we're conscious of it or not. It's just that we tend not to call it manifesting when it's not something we want, right? We're like, well, I didn't manifest that. The universal law that we use to manifest is the law of attraction. And, you know, sometimes the very mention of the law of attraction freaks people out. They are skeptic of it mainly because, you know, they watched The Secret and then they made their vision board and then not a damn thing happened. Yeah. So they're like, well, that doesn't work. So I'm going to show you how to use manifestation and the law of attraction to benefit your life and your relationships and really all the areas of your life. So the place to start is with the first key, the essential component to manifesting and manifesting and making change. And that is, that first key is clarity. So clarity is essential because if we don't know what we want, how can the universe? Right? That's pretty logical. So I liken this to an analogy, and I know that some of you have heard this analogy before. You know, I liken it to the analogy that, you know, until you make a decision, like when you're in a restaurant, until you make a clear decision on what you want, the kitchen cannot start cooking it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the universe operates that same way. Until you get really clear on what you want to experience, how can the universe begin delivering it to you? The universe operates on universal law. So physics has confirmed these laws. And one of the laws, as we already talked about, is the law of attraction, which is like energy attracts like energy. So as the laws of the universe are consistent and reliable, the universe is always consistently and reliably responding to our energy. This is why we are always manifesting, even if we don't recognize that we're doing it. Because the universe doesn't interpret, it simply connects like energy with like energy. So if you are unclear about what you want to feel and experience in your life or in your relationships or your body or your career or your health or your wealth, you will end up drawing in and connecting to things that you don't want because of that being unclear to begin with. So how are we doing with this? Is this making sense to everyone? Is it kind of sifting through and resonating?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone have any questions so far?
No.
Okay. Good. All right. So let's talk about miracles for a minute. Miracles occur naturally. And, you know, that might sound a bit crazy, you know, or unrealistic. So, you know, I'm going to give your brain some evidence that it can chew on to consider this. Miracles are really positive energy connecting to positive energy. So things coming together, or, you know, we say like the stars lined up, you know, we call it luck or coincidence or synchronicity. But, you know, what we're classifying as miracles is really just the universe following the universal law of energy attracting like energy, the law of attraction, which the universe just does naturally because it abides by universal law. And the only thing that blocks us from experiencing more miracles is that we are not tapped into or connected to the energy of what we want, so that the universal law can do what it does naturally and connect like energy to like energy. So clarity is therefore the first essential component to manifesting miracles and making change. You must be very clear and very resolute about what it is you want in order to allow the universe to use the universal law of the law of attraction to connect that thing to you, that thing or that experience. So the telltale sign that you are not clear is that you are experiencing a lot of confusion in your life, or a lot of chaos in your life, or a lot of frustration, or experiences that you really just don't want. Now, the second key essential component to manifesting miracles and making change is trust or faith, whichever word feels right for you. I kind of use them interchangeably. So trust or faith is the second half of the equation for manifesting, and it's also most likely where the process kind of goes off the rails or where the process goes awry. So this is because our impatience, which I talked about earlier, this is where our impatience or our skepticism or anxiousness or limited beliefs about what we deserve or what is possible for us or old resentments or anger or fear get in the way and they disconnect us from the energy of the miracle or the energy of the experience we desire. So the energy of impatience and skepticism and anxiousness emit the energy of, I don't have it. And this actually disconnects us from having it. And the our limited beliefs about what we deserve or what's possible for us emit the energy of, you know, I don't deserve it. I'll never have that. And this disconnects us from ever having it. And anger, resentment, and fear, those are low-frequency emotions that can only, by universal law, connect to low-frequency experiences, meaning more experiences to feel anger, more experiences to feel resentment, more experiences to feel fear. So this is just the law of attraction in action, and we can use it to work for us, or we can use it against ourselves. Because the law itself doesn't discriminate. It simply reliably follows the law of like attracts like and connects like energy with like energy. So it's not personal, which, you know, when I was wailing to the universe having my little temper tantrum about it not doing what I want, I was taking it very personal, you know, thinking that it's just, you know, the universe is working against me when really I was kind of working against the universe. Because the universe is just how it works is universal law, and it's really just a formula. So if we have clarity plus trust and we put that out for the universe to apply its law of attraction, we end up with our desired outcomes, our dreams manifested, our desires manifested, the changes that we want to make. So how are we doing so far? Is this kind of ringing a few bells or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Then how do you stay in trust?
Okay. So there's a number of ways that that you can stay in trust. And I'm going to talk about those in just a second, Debbie. So yeah, that's a great question because that's kind of where we kind of lose it, you know. We get this great idea and we get clarity on what it is we want, and then after a while we kind of lose trust or we lose faith and we revert back to our old ways, and then nothing changes. Okay?
So what about if subconsciously you've got negative things going on, like how do you...
Right.
You know, if you're not consciously thinking about, oh, that's never going to happen, I'm not going to get what I want. What if it's all in your subconscious? How do you change that?
Right. So Leslie, one of the things to do to be able to identify kind of what those unconscious things are that we're thinking is you look at what is happening in your life. And if what is happening in your life is not working, then you know that you have a limited belief about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you kind of, you know, get a hold of the cord and kind of trace it backwards. Like, what is it that I'm thinking about this situation? And I'm going to give you guys a tool a little later on that will help you to kind of be able to see that from a different perspective, because when it's our stuff, we're so close to it, it's really hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we get to that part, I will talk with you about that as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Did anyone else have a question? Not that I really answered anyone's question there, but I promise I will. Okay. So, our trust, our faith, our belief in the inevitability of our desires can be impeded, as Leslie was just saying, by our limiting beliefs. by our sabotaging thoughts and our low frequency emotions. And that telltale sign that you are having limiting beliefs that are impeding your ability to manifest is you are experiencing the same challenges again and again. So the same relationship patterns, the same financial struggles, the same work, family, health, body challenges. So this is my favorite quote, and it's really one that kind of changed my life at a really opportune time in my life. And it goes like this: if you do what you have always done, you will get what you have always got. If you want different, you have to do different. And I don't know who said it. It didn't have a name with it, but it really applies here. Because if you do different by cleaning up your limiting thoughts and your beliefs, by disabling them and creating new beliefs that generate high-frequency emotions that support you in connecting to the experience and the miracles you desire, then that is, you know, when you will break that pattern. So to see where it is that you may be unknowingly tapping into the experiences that you don't, be willing to look at what you are truly emitting with your thoughts and your emotions. And as I was saying, this can be really tricky to see when it's our own stuff, because chances are we've been, you know, doing this stuff or having these beliefs for a really long time, maybe, you know, going right back to childhood, and consequently, you know, we're blind to it. We can't really see it. So a tool that I often use, you know, myself, that I have clients use in session, is to look at your thoughts and your emotions from the universe's perspective rather than your own. So this is one, Leslie, that might help you to see, kind of pinpoint what those thoughts are, what those beliefs are. So what this does is this gives you kind of some distance from yourself, so you can have some perspective. And if you imagine that you are the universe listening to what you say all day in your head, which I don't know about you, but if the universe listened to everything that was going on in my head, I don't know, it might run away. You know, yeah. So it's like if you imagine that you are the universe and you are listening to everything that you say to yourself in your head in a day, and that your job as the universe is simply to connect like energy to like energy, what are you connecting to with your thoughts and your emotions? So, you know, this is a really big question. And, you know, you'll want to sit with that to begin to really start creating different results in your life, to really start to see, okay, when I, you know, pull the lens back and I look at myself as the universe would look at me and I listen to all of the things that I say to myself in my head, what am I really connecting to? What am I really drawing into my life? And an example would be like if you are repetitively thinking to yourself, I need. So the universe does not deliver what you need. It delivers you more experiences to need.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
So if you are repetitively thinking to yourself, I need, the universe does not deliver what you need. It delivers you more experiences to need.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yes. So if you are thinking, I need love, or I need money, or I need to be a size 6, the universe will keep delivering to you experiences to need love, to need money, or to need to be a size 6. But it will not deliver you love or money or being a size 6. It will only keep delivering the experience of needing it. Because the universe only connects like energy to like energy.
Oh.
Jody, can I just interrupt?
Sure.
Can I just ask the lady who's got the cold to please mute herself? It's so distracting.
Okay. I don't
That's
have a
all right.
Yeah, I don't have a board, so I can't see with this whose number that's coming from. But if you know that you might have a cold and you can mute yourself, that would be great. Okay. So, Leslie, did you have another question about that? Were you going to say something about that?
No, I think that kind of that makes sense.
Okay.
Saying you need, that's all the universe hears is need.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And then, so that's what you keep, get, what your experience will always be is needing.
Mm-hmm.
Needing something, but not.
Right,
so
yeah.
So does it manifest, you getting it, it just manifests more need.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly it. Yeah, because it can only connect like energy to like energy. So,
right.
You know, kind of like if you can imagine one of those old-fashioned telephone switchboards, you know, where they're just connecting the energy of need to the energy of need.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like saying, I wish. Would that be
yes.
the same? Okay.
That would be, yeah, exactly like that. Yes, I wish. You know.
How do we ask? How do we put it out there?
Yeah.
So like I wish a great way is to transform that is to say I appreciate. So it's like, you know, I wish is still that energy of I don't have it.
Right.
Whereas I appreciate is like, yeah, it's already in the bank. Already done. I got it.
So if you are asking for, let's throw it out there, I don't know, finances.
Mm-hmm.
How would you then put that into a sentence? I appreciate.
I appreciate that I have, you know, I appreciate that I have abundance, or I appreciate that prosperity flows easily and often to me. I appreciate that the universe delivers abundance to my every action. So you kind of worded it in a way that feels right for you, but
okay.
It's as if you already have it.
Right. So you act as if you've already had it. So
yes.
You know, I appreciate that I have abundance in my life. I
yes.
appreciate that I have love in my life. I appreciate, so you're acting like you already have it, and then it'll draw it to you.
Right, because from the universe's perspective, you are saying, I appreciate that I have abundance. And the universe, you know, looks down at you and says, oh, Leslie has abundance. All right, super. And it delivers that. Yeah, exactly. Rather than if you say, I need abundance, they look down and they go, oh, yeah, she still needs it. She still needs abundance. Yep, she still needs it. And it just, you know, continues like that, right? Instead of, I appreciate that, you know, abundance and prosperity is drawn to my every action.
You could be thankful. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And gratitude?
Is a big one. Yeah. Gratitude is huge because gratitude just opens up the floodgates. You know, gratitude is one of the highest frequency emotions that we have. So when we are in gratitude, we are really open to receiving good.
And being in gratitude is being thankful, correct? Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Being in gratitude is being thankful. And, you know, when you're in gratitude, it works on an energetic level, and it also works on a mental level. Because when you're in gratitude, you cannot, your brain cannot simultaneously hold a scarcity thought and a gratitude or abundant thought at the same time. It cannot hold two opposing emotions at the same time. And so when you are in gratitude, you are not in your fear-based brain, which is at the back of your head. That is where you are whenever you're in fear or scarcity. You go into that old primal part of your brain. When you are in gratitude, you are in the front part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, which is your higher thinking brain. And from there is where you see opportunity, you see solutions, you have ideas, you're really creative. You know, they've done studies on that. And when you're in your prefrontal cortex, your peripheral vision is actually wider. So it literally does open your eyes when you're in that space, when you're in that part of your brain. And you get there by being in gratitude, by being in positive emotion. So it really does shift your life on a lot of different levels, energetically as well as mentally and in a real practical way, because you start to see things that you never were able to see before.
Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there something else that goes along with that, or is that basically...
Yes. I mean, there's lots of other...
You know,
sorry, go ahead.
Going and positive, that's what, you know, there's nothing sort of beyond that, so to speak, right?
Right. It creates a momentum of its own.
Oh, okay.
Right. So when you start to get really clear, when you have the clarity of what you want, mm-hmm. and when you decide, okay, you know, this is what I want, and you connect to how you are going to feel in your life when you have that particular thing or that particular experience,
right?
That emotion puts you in a high vibration. It puts you in that prefrontal cortex. It puts you in that high vibration that connects you then to that experience using the law of attraction. So having the clarity, connecting to the emotion, and then staying in trust or staying in faith.
Right.
That is coming.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we connect to what we want through emotion. Because emotion is energy in motion, emotion, energy in motion. And it is the emotion that determines our energetic frequency and therefore what we connect to. So when we have clarity, that is our intention. The clarity is our intention that we're setting for what we wish to have or experience in our life. And then when we connect to the emotion, the energy in motion, the energetic frequency of how we will feel as a result of having that thing or that experience that we desire, and then we stay in faith or trust that what we want already exists and is available to us because we have connected to it energetically and we believe in it. So we then emit a high frequency energy that the universe then reliably and consistently uses the law of attraction to connect like energy to like energy, to that which we have already used our mind and our energy to say, yes, I want that, please. I'll have that. I am having that. I appreciate that. Yeah. So, you know, this process, a funny way that I think about this, and, you know, I've used it in my life so much that I kind of have this funny way to think of it. And how I think about it is I call the universe my easy bake oven, right? Mm-hmm. You guys all remember the easy bake oven, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In fact, I know my daughter had one. They might even still be around. I don't know. But
they
They
are?
They are, yeah.
Well,
Did you? Yeah, Debbie, that's hilarious because, you know, they were a fabulous toy. It doesn't surprise me that they're still around. But it just, I connected this one day, and it made me laugh because it made so much sense to me that, you know, the universe really is an easy bake oven, because if I am clear about what I want to draw into my life and I add the ingredients of believing it is possible for me, that I am worthy and deserving, and I add the ingredients of trusting in the laws of the universe and that life loves me, and I connect with the emotion of how I want to feel as a result of having this thing or experience in my life, and then I sprinkle in some this or something better sugar, and I pop it in the Easy Bake Oven, knowing that I can carry on, I can even go play if I want, and that when the time is right, the dinger will ding, and I will have my cake, and I can eat it too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great analogy, because it really is that simple. Like, you are taking essentially your intention and you are adding to it your desire and your emotion and your trust in the process. And then you're putting it in the Easy Bake Oven, you know, handing it over to the universe. And then you're just trusting that it's going to look after it. It's going to take that raw material and it's going to deliver you, you know, a final product. So, you know, to look at, you know, how that doesn't work, like if we don't have the clarity, we either never even put the cake together, or we leave ingredients out, or we start out making a Black Forest cake and then we think to ourselves, oh, I don't deserve a Black Forest cake. I'll just have a pound cake. And then we end up with something that's neither a Black Forest cake nor a pound cake. It's none of what we wanted. And, you know, if we don't connect to the emotion of what we are intending, our cake will not rise. It will not be what we desire. And if we don't have the trust or the faith, then we just keep opening the oven door, we keep poking at the cake, we keep taking it out to see if it's done yet, and we just mess up the cake. So thinking of the universe as an easy bake oven that simply cooks the raw batter you put into it and gives you a finished product that you desire is just a simplified way to think of manifesting and the law of attraction. So it works the same. We have the two essential ingredients to manifesting miracles and making change in our Easy Bake Oven are clarity. You get very clear about what you are intending to manifest in that Easy Bake Oven. And then you have trust and faith. You put it in the Easy Bake Oven and you go off to play. And you know that when the time is right, the dinger will ding and you will have your cake and you can eat it too.
Yeah. Awesome. Can I share something?
Absolutely.
Okay. The reason I'm moving is because I'm in a very noisy environment that I can't stand. And recently, I thought to myself, okay, I know the universe will give me what I need, but I have to be clear about what I want and what I mm-hmm. need. So I actually got a little picture, and I was very specific on a piece of paper. I wrote down exactly what I wanted, and in a place to live. I said I want a small, affordable home, just almost cottage-like, not too big, not too small, maybe a bit of a yard. Just I was really, really specific about what I wanted, and I looked at this picture of this little cottage that was, you know, similar to what I wanted, and in my mind I was imagining how it would feel to be in there and to have quiet and everything would be great. And 2 days before the end of last month, I saw an ad in the paper. I went to view the place and I got it. Like within
Yay.
4 or 5 hours, I got that place to rent. So, and with enough time to give my notice at the end of January so I can be out by the end of February, and it was just fabulous.
Yes, you manifested it, Debbie.
But for about 2 weeks, at night, every night before I went to bed, I would just read this to myself and feel it, and then I'd go to sleep.
And yeah.
Yeah, it just happened. So
yeah, and you nailed it right there. You felt it. And that is the key. You have to feel it. You have to feel it because we can tell ourselves lies all day. You know, we can tell ourselves, oh, I'm abundant. But if we don't feel it, then it's not going to work because the emotion is like the wheels that carry this desire to the universe. So if we don't feel it, it's not going anywhere. And so that's a great example, Debbie, because you said, you know, I imagined how it would feel to be there. I imagine how it would feel to live in that space. Yeah, that's a fabulous example. Thank you for sharing that, Debbie.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
So can you maybe go through that? But maybe apply it to, let's say, manifesting like a love relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because for myself, you know, I manifested it. It came to me, but it wasn't quite, didn't quite work out. It wasn't what I thought I had asked for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to be, you know, if you can just give a sort of an example of a proper way to ask for that.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So with relationships, it's really important that, that first of all, we have that clarity of not just so much like the, you know, the details of the person that we're looking for. But it's more about how do I want to feel in a relationship? Because it's never about the other person. It's always really about us. You know, how do I want to feel in a relationship? And, you know, because in a lot of times we want a relationship because we feel or we believe that that person is going to make us feel a way that we're not feeling right now. You know,
right.
They're going to, you know, that damn Jerry Maguire movie that drives me crazy, complete me, right?
Yeah.
Makes me nuts, you know. No, that's not going to happen, you know. And so we want to get clear ourselves on how it is that I want to feel in a relationship. Not how is he going to make me feel,
right?
But how do I want to feel in the relationship? And then the next step that you have to take is that you have to start to generate that emotion in your life now. Because if you just put it on hold and think, well, I'll just wait until he shows up and then I'll feel that way.
So what did you say? Start to what? Do it now?
So you want to start finding ways to generate that emotion in your life now, to generate how you want to feel in a relationship, to start generating that now. Because like energy connects like energy. And if you want to draw that into your life, you need to be generating that now. So finding ways in your life that you can generate feeling the way you want to feel in a relationship. So if it's, you know, I want to feel safe in a relationship, or I want to feel supported in a relationship, or I want to feel nurtured or cherished or any of those things, then you want to start finding ways in your life now that you can experience those so that you are already generating that emotion so that the law of attraction can just do what it does and connect like energy to like energy.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know, like cherished, for example, how would you generate that emotion?
Okay. So if that was one of the things that you wanted to feel in a relationship, then you would look at your life as it is right now, and you would first of all define for yourself, like, what does cherished mean to you? Because, you know, it means different things to different people. So whatever that emotion is that you want to feel, or the emotions you want to feel in a relationship, you want to define those. So, you know, just like Debbie Fox said, how she, you know, got really crystal clear on the details of where she wanted to live. So she was really connecting to it because she got really specific. And you want to do the same with anything that you want to manifest. So with the relationship, you want to get really specific on what those emotions are and really what does that mean to you. What does that mean to you to be supported in a relationship? Does that mean that your partner, you know, fixes things around the house? Does that make you feel supported? Okay, so then you want to begin to do that in your own life. You don't want to be waiting still for that to happen, because that's back in that need energy.
So start fixing things around the house? Is that
what? Yeah. So start fixing things around the house. If that's what makes you feel supported in your life, if that's the thing when you say, okay, well, I want to feel supported in a relationship, and one of the things that helps me feel supported in life is that somebody fixes the leaking tap in the kitchen. Don't wait. Go and get it fixed, or fix it yourself, or hire someone to do it, whatever. Because you're saying to the universe, okay, I'm getting into this energy. I'm not sitting on the sidelines waiting for this energy. I'm getting into it. And so then the universe can just do what it does and connect that energy to the energy that you are wanting to manifest.
Okay.
So how are we doing with that? Are there any other questions? Is there someone else that wanted to ask something there?
So it wouldn't be enough to say, I want to feel loved in a relationship. You have to be specific about what that means for you then.
Yes, yes. What specifically is, how does that look? Like,
right.
What is being loved? How does that really look in life? You know, how does that really look for you?
And what if you don't really know? Like, you don't really know specifically, you know?
Yeah, so that's one of those things where, yeah, you do have to maybe get past the uncomfortableness of asking yourself the deeper question about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does being loved really mean to me? And
to write it down too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's essential. You know, things that are written down are nine times more likely to happen than things that are not. So that, you know, that's very helpful to write things down. And it's really good to be able to see it, you know, in black and white or blue and white on the paper.
Right.
Because then you're reinforcing it.
Right.
And it helps with that clarity, because that clarity is really the essential foundation of getting what you want.
So basically writing down and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Are the two things that are going to help with manifesting.
Absolutely, yeah.
That will manifest.
Yes, that will manifest. So writing it down, because when you write it down, you get clarity, and when you are clear, then you can really feel it.
Right.
And when you really feel it, then you are generating that emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think when you start getting too much going on in your head,
yes,
you really lose touch with emotion and
For sure.
Because you're stuck in your head. You're not stuck in your emotion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we just go kind of around and around the little wheel in our head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So what you want to do is you want whatever it is that you want to manifest, you want to, you know, really look at how your future will look, like how it will look when you have the thing that you want to manifest. Because the thoughts and the feelings you choose now will determine the life experience of your future self. So you want to choose thoughts and feelings that will serve your future self well.
So here's a silly question.
Never a silly question.
Never a silly question.
No. Nope.
But let's say you've had somebody in your life.
Yeah.
And can you, you can't, obviously can't change somebody, but can you manifest specifically to a certain person? You know,
Have someone in mind, you're thinking? You have someone mind and you would like to manifest a relationship with them? Change what, sorry?
Sorry, manifest a change in this person.
Oh, manifest a change in that person. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you manifest a change in them? No.
Darn it.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, we all experience free will, right? And it's another universal law that we can't transgress on someone else's free will.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a universal law. But you can change your energy, and it's just like changing the temperature in a room. It affects the people around you.
Right.
So, you know, the only person you have control over is yourself. But when you change your own energy, it does have an impact on other people's energy as well.
Right.
Yeah. So by changing yourself, you can kind of have that ripple effect of impacting other people. But you can't really try to manifest a change in another person because it won't work, because then you're impeding on their free will.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
You.
Yeah. So a question that I get a lot is, you know, when you're trying to manifest change in miracles is, you know, how can I stay in faith and trust when my outside world is falling apart or it's not what I want? And, you know, here is the answer to that. You cannot let the conditions of your outside world, so those the current situations and circumstances of your life, determine the condition of your inner world, which is what you think or how you feel.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Sorry?
Easier said than done.
It is. It is easier. It is, yes. It's one of those things that's hard to wrap your brain around. But when you do, it's like a 180 shift.
Jody, can you just say that over again? You cannot let
You cannot let the conditions of your outside world. So that's the situations and circumstances of your life. Determine the condition of your inner world. Which is what you think and feel.
Boy, that's contradictory in a lot of ways.
It is. It's totally opposite of what we're used to doing. Completely opposite of what we're used to doing. But in order to manifest and make change, we do have to do it the other way around. We have to let the conditions of our inner world, what we think and feel, determine the conditions of our outer world. So what you are experiencing right now is actually the result of thoughts that you've had in the past. So I have a quote on my living room wall that says, good thoughts today, good thoughts tomorrow. Bad thoughts today, bad day tomorrow. And I have this up there because it's a reminder that my outer world is actually a projection, a creation of my inner world. And that what I thought yesterday or a month ago or even 2 minutes ago determined my experience in this moment. So every thought and every emotion that you have now in this moment is actually creating your future. So you want to look at what you want your future to look like, because the thoughts and feelings you choose now will determine the life experience of your future self. Because it's the conditions of your inner world that determine the conditions of your outer world. And that, and you know, when we believe it's the other way around, which is what we're really conditioned to, when we believe that it's the outer circumstances and the situations of our life that get to determine how we think and feel, we actually lose our power to change and direct our life.
So the thoughts and feelings you have now determine, sorry, I didn't get the rest of that sentence.
Okay. So the thoughts and feelings that you have now determine your future.
Oh, determine your future. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do if you're just having a bad day and maybe you just can't shift that? Then you're going to continue to have those bad days because you're having a bad day. It's kind of like a rat wheel in some ways. So how can you stop?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is exactly what it is. It's like a rat wheel. And so, you know, the way to do that is to remind yourself that my outside conditions, the outside conditions don't get to determine my inside conditions. You know, the circumstances of my life right now do not get to determine how I feel right now.
I guess that's where your gratitude would come in again.
Right. So you can use your gratitude. So it's kind of like, you know, the outside world does not get to determine the conditions of my inside world. So like outside, it could be snowing, but when I close my eyes, it's sunny inside my head.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make me delusional. That makes me happy. And when I'm happy, I'm operating from a higher frequency and I'm actually attracting more happy into my life. So that's why it's freeing. That's why when you really get that shift, it's powerful, because then you no longer feel powerless or like a victim. Instead, you take responsibility and you say, you know, damn, I'm powerful. You know, I created this friggin' mess. And now I'm going to use that same power to create what I want. And then you become unstoppable. You become like, you know, a red hot manifester, because you have broken that old conditioning that we're really used to, which, you know, we are used to, or we've been conditioned to accept that we are used to reacting to the circumstances or the situations in our life. We're
right.
Used to letting the situations and the circumstances dictate what we think and how we feel, rather than deciding for ourselves how we want to feel and then intentionally choosing our thoughts to generate our desired emotions, which then determine our energetic frequency and therefore what we attract into our life. Which is really the natural order of working with the universe instead of working against it.
So
okay.
Why are the negative thoughts so automatic as opposed to the good thoughts?
Right.
It seems like negativity has such a hold over people. It seems to be sort of the go-to, where
yes.
It would be nice if it was the other way around, you know?
Right, yeah. And it will get that way eventually if you keep going back and reminding yourself, no, it's not the outside circumstances that get to dictate how I feel. I choose. Basically, those old patterns, those old thoughts and beliefs are, they're just so ingrained in our mind. Mm-hmm. It's like those neural pathways are so worn in. Because we've been thinking them for so long. You know, we learned them at a young age. We've thought them so many times. They're so ingrooved that they're so automatic. We don't even have to think about them anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just
why
like...
Why do they become automatic, though, like at a young age? Why is it that negativity is so easy to... consumes us so easily?
Right. Yeah, the reason for that is because when those beliefs were formed was between birth and 8 years old. And at that time, our brain is only in a receptive state. Because if you think about a child from birth to 8 years old, you think about how much they learn, how much they grow in that time, and all the things that we have to learn that need to become automatic. You know, we need to learn how to walk and how to talk and how to tie our shoes and how to ride a bike. And we learn things and then they become automatic. And the part of our brain that we're accessing up until between 6 and 8 years old is our habit brain. And it's just receptive. And so everything we learn in that time of our life gets stored in our habit brain. And so it's so easy to access. It's just like why you can drive and then get someplace and not even think about, oh, where, you know, I don't remember driving here. Because you're in that part of your habit brain. And any time you go into your habit brain, that's where all that stuff lives. And so it's always so easily accessible because it's in our habit brain. So anytime we go on autopilot, anytime we're doing something that's habitual that we don't really have to think about or engage our higher thinking brain, we can lapse back into those old things, those old stories, that old negativity.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to give you another, you know, tool that you can use to kind of help you stay in that place of trust and faith. And so I want you to kind of see it this way. So what you are doing by using your thoughts and your feelings, the conditions of your inner world to determine the circumstances of your outer world, is the equivalent of turning a ship around. And as you know, ships don't turn quickly. So that means you need to have patience and you need to continue to stay in trust and faith. Because if you have spent years, decades possibly, emitting unclear messages and negative belief systems out into the universe, they are still out there. And you can expect to experience the results of those first before you experience the effects of your new clarity and faith. So those old energy waves have already been released. They've been put out, and they will play themselves out first before you see the results of your new intentions. And this can trip us up. This can make us believe that the process doesn't work, and it can cause us to give up before we experience the results of our new clarity and intention. So just be conscious that the old stuff will come up first. Don't engage with it. Don't take it personal. Stay in faith. It is just old patterns and beliefs playing out. Know that your ship is turning and that you are the captain of your own ship, and that by intentionally choosing your thoughts and how you want to feel, you are using the laws of the universe to manifest change and miracles in your life and in your relationships, in your health, in your career, in your finances. And you just need to stick with it because the ship does not turn quickly. Yeah. So there is a quote from the book A Course in Miracles that says, those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. So when we have resolute certainty that what we want already exists and is making its way to us, we can stay in that energy of allowing to let the outside world, the universe, catch up and turn our ship around. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I'll take any more questions that we have. I do just want to, before we jump off, because we're kind of getting to that 70-minute mark here, I want to be able to tell everyone, just share with you, a weekend workshop I have coming up March 7th and 8th called The Desire Map. And this workshop is about learning how to feel good in life. So and if you think about that, you know, we're never really taught how to feel good. We're taught how to be appropriate, or we're taught how to be acceptable, or how to suppress our feelings to avoid making others uncomfortable, and often to the point that we get to be disconnected from just, you know, what we feel or how we want to feel. And that can lead to some very ho-hum or disappointing or even crushing results, because as we just learned, the universe responds to our emotion. And if we don't know what we feel or what we want to feel, we are going to draw into our lives things that we don't want. So the Desire Map was developed by best-selling Vancouver author Daniel Laporte. And I started using the Desire Map process just over 2 years ago. So yeah, it was December 2012. And I found it to just be one of the best tools I have found so far for getting clarity on how you really want to feel in your life, and for very subtly clearing out the blocks and the old conditioning, and for providing like a simple, effective map for defining how you want to feel in all the areas of your life. So in the workshop, we're going to look specifically at the different life areas of relationships, livelihood, body and wellness, creativity, and your essence. So that's your relationship to yourself, your spirituality, all of that. And you will leave the experience of the workshop knowing yourself better, which was, for me, the greatest gift of the Desire Map, and really the gift that just keeps on giving, really. You will also leave the weekend with 3 to 7 core desired feelings that you have defined for yourself that you want to feel in every area of your life. So, you know, when you wake up in the morning, when you look in the mirror, when you pay your bills, when you interact with your family or your coworkers or your boss or, you know, your partner, and most especially, you know, how you want to feel in those quiet moments when you're with yourself. And the Desire Map process of defining your core desired feelings brings you clarity, and it, you know, sets your intention. So for not only for your day, but it just helps to make you more present in your life. And like I said, I found that it was one of those tools that just keeps on giving and enriching my life. And the core desired feelings that are my core desired feelings that I discovered in the process are solid, nourished, inspired flow, which I considered one word, divine magnificence, again, one word, and opulence. And how I use my core desired feelings, I use them as my personal intention. So I use them for clarity. I use them for motivation. I use them as guideposts, like when I'm making a decision, does it serve my core desired feelings? If it doesn't, well, then I'm not doing it. And I use it really for how I navigate every area of my life and who I am as I move through my life. So it's a very gentle process. It is fun, yet it is really deeply profound, and it will have a very meaningful effect on your life and your life satisfaction. So if that resonates with you, if that feels like something that you would like to do, then you can hop over to my website, jodyscottcoaching.com, and you can go under the Desire Map tab and get all the details and the information. And I know some of you are already registered for the weekend workshop, and I'm super excited for you to have that experience. So are there any other questions that I can answer for anyone? I'm happy to stay on. I know we've reached the 70-minute mark, but I'm happy to say if there's any other questions.
I just have a quick one, Jody.
Sure.
I'm not familiar with Vernon, so where exactly is this course being held?
Okay, sure. Great question, Debbie. It's at the Vero Health Clinic, which is downtown. Do you know where, like, the Shaw cable office is?
Nope.
Downtown? Okay.
I know where Nature's Fair is, the CIBC.
Okay. Yeah, so the Vero Health Clinic is, if you were coming from, like, the Fruit Union Plaza,
uh-huh,
going towards Main Street,
uh-huh,
it's right along there. But
oh.
I will send you a map.
Okay.
It. Yeah, okay. So you don't have to worry about that. But that is where it's at. It's at the Vero Health Clinic upstairs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but I'll send you a map before before the class.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, so any other questions?
Not for me, no.
Not a question. I would like to say thanks for this.
Oh, you are so welcome. Yeah, it's absolutely my pleasure. You know, I know that we've covered a lot on this call, and my intention is always to just over-deliver, but I don't want to just turn the fire hose on you and overwhelm you with information. So I want to offer you some food for thought, or some thought for food is probably a better way to put it, that, you know, you can nibble on and have it nourish you and satisfy you. And I hope that we've done that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about it, I've used a lot of food and eating metaphors tonight. I haven't. It must be time to eat. Okay. Well, I thank you all with, you know, deep gratitude for joining me here on our virtual gathering tonight. And I will see those of you in person very soon on March 7th and 8th who are taking the Exquisite Desire Map Weekend Workshop. Super excited for that. And I look forward to connecting with all of you on my blog and in session and at the next call, which will be in May. So you can look for that. And until then, you know, make your day your way and have fun creating and manifesting with your Easy Bake Oven. And be sure to email me your stories of what you manifested. I want to hear more stories like Debbie's, because, you know, I'm always happy dance, trying not to wet myself, excited to hear what you guys are up to and the results that you're creating and cheer you on. So please share your miracles with me.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. So be well, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thanks, Jody.
You're welcome.